Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, Shasta County, 7:05 on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Let's go live now to the Shasta Center with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott right here in Shasta Center. Right here, they're having a farmer's market and an art fest down here.
Pretty cool, you guys. We're down here early and the sun's, it's not too hot yet. It's going to be 101 today. But this is pretty cool. I mean, there are people set up, there are fruit stands. Right now they're setting up, they have some really neat homemade birdhouses. It looks like it's kind of out of that, you know, the barn wood that, in fact, we're going to go down there. I think it's going to be fun to have some people on this morning. But so we're going to be talking a little politics, a little bit what's happening. Of course, we love to do everything community, supporting the community. And that's part of the Shasta Center here this morning. There's several stores that are going to be open this morning, and again the farmers market here.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing everything through here, being that, you know, again, you know, Free Fire Media and KCNR is a community station, so you know, we don't do a lot of remotes on when you have talk radio. It just doesn't, we just don't usually do that, but today we're going to do this because it's a Shasta Center is pushing through the whole summer and, you know, trying to build up business in our community, and we need business in our community. So we're more than happy to support that. That doesn't mean, though, is that we're not going to be talking about a lot of different things today. We're going to be talking about, chapels that aren't chapels. We're going to be talking about, memorials. We're going to be talking about the 4th of July. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the Gulf. Still, it looks like it's spreading even more.
We're going to talk about city council and who's running. And you know, also, Carl, I think we have a couple T-shirts here this morning. The first person that drives by this morning on the way to work or wherever you're going and says, you know, hi, I'm listening to you on KCNR, you're going to get a free T-shirt. And the T-shirt is from the groundbreaking. That's a commemorative T-shirt. It's from the groundbreaking ceremony from May 21st. For the Veterans Center.
That's right.
The Veterans Home.
That's right. And we have a small and a medium shirt. Doesn't mean that you can't just kind of put yourself into it, but that's right. The first person that just drives by here, you're gonna get a free shirt here. And if you bring a cup of coffee, you'll get a lots of thanks too. One of the things that came up over the weekend, of course, you know, being the 4th, and all of the fireworks. You know, one of the things we didn't realize was that when you're shooting a fireworks up there, you know, you've got a fire marshal there. Of course, you understand that. But how big an impact wind can have, and that how wind can stop people from shooting the fireworks up because they cannot control where they're coming down. And, you know, we heard about that happening, a great fireworks exhibition.
On the third,
but had problems with wind.
Right. And started 45 minutes late, and evidently had to stop in the middle of the show, and people got irate. But you know what? Hey, safety comes first. Would you rather have your home burned down or somebody get injured, or you have the fire marshal make a call? I think the fire marshal needs to make a call, and everybody needs to, you know, okay, we're out here, we're, you know, on the 4th of July, not that we're out there now, but just imagine, you know, you go out and you're waiting, and of course it's disappointing. Of course it's disappointing. It's like taking a trip and all of a sudden you can't get across the bridge because an accident happens. Well, you know, be glad that you've got those people in authority that have to make that call. They kind of know what's happening on the ground, and we hope that we're the voice for you regarding that too. That we're kind of like the boots on the ground, kind of telling you, filling you in what's happening here in the North State.
You know, and the other thing too that we can we need your assistance with is when you call in and let us know what the subject you want to talk about today. You know, with the big center here and the Shasta Center going on with the farmers market, there's a lot of things going on down here, but this is also open line, and if anything that our audience wants to talk about.
Again, it's Carl and Linda Bott here live on Free Fire Radio on location here in KCNR. We are going to take a break, and we'll hear from our fabulous sponsors.
Today, space, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Does it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles, but we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Redding or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People have all kinds of excuses for not saving energy. I didn't plug it in. I'll turn it off later. It's not my music. It's just one phone charger. So, we don't have those Energy Star appliances. So that old window leaks. How much energy and money could the new ones really save? Maybe it's time to stop making excuses and start doing some simple things to save the energy and resources we can.
Because a little here and a little there can add up to a lot later. And you just never know what people will need in the future. My name is
Sarah, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
7:13 on KCNR 1460, and we go once again to the Shasta Center with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome back. We're out here at Shasta Center with it's starting to fill up here with Farmers Market. People are putting up all of their all their spots there, quilts, anything from birdhouses to quilts to vegetables to just about everything you can possibly imagine here.
Come and support your local farmers market here Tuesday till, I think, it's 7:30 to noon. So come on by. And the first person that drives by sees Carl and I here at the KCNR booth, we will get a free T-shirt that is going to be from the groundbreaking ceremonial the ceremony on May 21st is commemorative, and it's yours.
From the Veterans Home. They're made specifically for that, and we have two, and we're more than happy to give one to any of our listeners that come by here. You know what? One of the things that has come out over the weekend, you know, you had the big 4th of July weekend, and the people from all over were doing, you know, going to the beaches, going everywhere, in the Gulf. The Gulf crisis is still going on. I mean, we're in, 70-something days now. What is it, 78 days? And right now, they're starting to find the oil's washing up in the Keys. It's starting to wash up in Texas. However, the only good news out of this, it appears, is that the engineers there think that they're actually going to be able to put the other well in there that's going to be able to drain off the oil that's gushing out. And from what I understand, that they're actually starting to censor the pictures from down at the bottom. Like the government doesn't really want to see our government. And this, according to CNN, doesn't really want people to see how much oil is still gushing out of the bottom of the earth.
Surreal.
It is. I mean, it's when you look at it and you think to yourself, this is so many millions of gallons. And then they touted this new ship, they call it the Whale, that could take, what is it, 20 million gallons a day or something? I mean, it's some huge amount. It could clean. It could run through the water. And yet it's still in the dock there because they're having problems with it.
So the question is it human nature to just become numb with the atrocity?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like every day, as we sit here and live and breathe and have this beautiful life in the North State, there's thousands of gallons of oil that are gushing in it right now, this very moment. It's just, it makes, you know, if you focus there, sometimes you have to, like, tune out. So, you know, and sometimes that's the question is it just human nature to become numb to the atrocity?
Well, I think it is. It's, when you see that much damage being done, and, you know, and continually being done, and it's just that, what can you do? I mean, there's got to be a feeling of helplessness over this for those people down and along the Gulf there. You know, right now, you know, they're it's almost like post-traumatic stress for a lot of them. They're having to be seen because their whole livelihood is gone. It's disappeared because of this. And I'm still not sure if the administration really gets this.
Well, I guess, you know, you really can't compare it to that if you lost your home in a hurricane or if you, you know, there's still the post-traumatic stress of what it is, you know, when you are in a flood or an earthquake. But it seems that you can at least get up the next day, even with aftershocks or even with the mess of the muck. But you can get up the next day, and as a community, you can start to build. But when something feels like it's out of hand, every single day, it's like this. I mean, you can't do anything, and it's so much bigger than you. You can't just put your finger on the hole. You can't build. You can't take the hammer and put the nail into the board where you're actually physically doing something. It's just, I just can't even imagine.
Well, you know, the only thing I can think of is that you have to, you know, we talk about what the government does and what it doesn't do, and we're going to talk about something that happened here in the California government that just completely surprised me. For the good. And the fact is that, you know, the government waited before it started. The Obama administration waited. And then now we're hearing is that they knew months ahead of this that they were having problems with this oil well, with the oil wells and the way that they were drilling them. They had this months beforehand, and they chose to ignore it. And this was reported in the Wall Street Journal, and now this is big. It's, you know, before it was that we didn't know really what was going on. We just were following the Bush administration. But as it turns out, they did know. They did know that there was a warning in a lawsuit filed by Alaskan natives and environmental groups saying that this type of drilling could be very dangerous. And there was no way of containing it if something happened. And the Obama administration chose to ignore it. Now, you know, to be fair, is what do? Do you stop all the drilling because of something that may happen? I don't think you can do that. But at least there's got to be an admission there that, yeah, we did know about it. We did know that, but we took a chance on it. We took a chance that this nothing was going to happen. Now that it has, we have a disaster that is, you know, is still not under control. And will it be under control in the next month? You know, supposedly in August.
Meanwhile, you know, things are happening in the world, and things still do feel out of control. I mean, you know, we choose to go out and do things in the community, and this is one of them today, where we're out here at the Shasta Center, which is right on Churn Creek, you know, right behind Cool Hand Luke's and by Cube Bush Furniture. It's a farmer's market. This is supporting the local farmers that are out selling produce and flowers, and the artisans that are out here that are
local
selling.
Local craftsmen.
Yeah.
Name woman.
Exactly. And so what we can do is, yeah, we can talk about things that are bothering us on a national level and an international level, but at the same time, it's, what can I do with who I am today? Come by, say hello. Come by, support your local community. And as we go through with the things that we can go through and talk about, hear your weigh in. You weigh in on stuff too. It's important for you to call in. We support our sponsors. We support the people who listen to KCNR. And it's a great privilege for us to be in this community moving about the way that we get the opportunity. It's a huge opportunity for us.
In fact, you know, we're walking, you know, we're having a great time. It's a sunny day, and it's a good chance for people to come by. Come by, say hello, get your chance to be, you know, the guest of the hour on with us on Free Fire Radio. Hey, you know, we got to take a quick break here. This is Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from the Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. Please join me on Saturdays for the Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon, at KCNR1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinics and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for? I have a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right, free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilblog.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
Sensations. And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, lock number 29 in. What are they going to give for? I have a 25 to get 35, another 50 to make a 50 bit of
money. If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You know who we are. You've seen us on TV, and you've heard us on the radio.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
You've seen us at many local events, fairs, rodeos, car shows, farmers markets, and parades. We work hard to market your business. With the Trading Post, you get more exposure for your dollar. If we could bring 25 new customers to your business every month, what would that be worth to you? Follow us on Facebook and see what you've been missing. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us today.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio, and we go once again to Carl and Linda Bott at the Shasta Center. And Carl, people have been asking, where are you guys?
Well, you know what? That's probably a good question, because sometimes we wonder where we're at. But welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We are at the Shasta Center. It's on Churn Creek. It's the shopping center with Cool Hand Loot and in Kibler's. Furniture's in here, and slides, all different types of things.
Store. And this is where the farmer's market is on Tuesday. So we're kicking it off by, hello, thank you for listening. Come down and see us on Churn Creek, Dairy Queen, Cool Hand Luke's. Actually, we're right behind, we're in between Dairy Queen and the Beltone Hearing Center. But it is in the Kubler furniture, and the first person to come by today gets a free T-shirt from the groundbreaking ceremony of the commemorative T-shirt on May 21st. It's going to be 101 today. It's currently 70 degrees. Perfect time. The farmer's market is up. It's going to be open from 7:30 to noon today. There's all kinds of wonderful crafts. Come by. This is the perfect way to support your community.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley, 82nd Airborne, You know, I like to say that because going through jump school with the Army was an experience I'll never forget. You know, they leave perfectly good airplanes. And, of course, they're the first ones to say there's no such thing as a perfectly good airplane. But Doug Cooley's been in the business since 1985. He'll put in a home system, a home media system for you, home theater system. We've gotten phone calls from customers that said they were really, really happy that they went to B&T Satellite. It's out on Airport Road. It's right down from the Burrito Bandito. Just drive down there and you'll see the satellites. The phone number there is 244-1988. Doug Cooley. The state of California just surprised me, honey. Not because they did not pass a budget. That did not surprise me one bit.
What surprised you then?
What surprised me was, and we talked about this. We talked about the fact that they were getting ready to ban. They were getting ready to ban lead shot. I actually thought that they were going to ban lead shot, and which means is that, you know, when you're hunting, that most people hunt with lead shot, you know, shotguns, and regular ammo. And the thing about it is that they've already, you know, it's been outlawed for waterfowl, you know, when it gets in the water, because they're saying what it does, the birds ingest it. And it causes problems. It causes the birds to die. It causes a number of things. Well, they were getting ready to assembly. The assembly passed a law that said that lead shot is banned. Well, it didn't make it through. They actually voted it down. They said that, you know, this should be something the Fish and Game Department does after a scientific study. Not just because it feels good, because somebody wants to do that, because somebody is basing it on a feel good or an emotional thing. You know, you don't do it on that. You do it on a scientific study before you abandon something or you cause such a huge change. So you know what? I applaud the assembly, or not the assembly, but the blockage of this. Now, along with the blockage of it, though, is I haven't seen a budget pass yet. You know, and now this is going to cause more pressure, and they're saying, oh, you know what, we should just have a new amendment that says it should be a simple majority passes a budget. Well, that could be a huge mistake, in my opinion. You know, right now it's two-thirds. It takes two-thirds of the, you know, it takes a two-thirds vote to pass the budget. I'm concerned that, you know, the budget just keeps not being done. We keep going on. We keep getting deeper in the hole. That passing something like this for a simple majority could really send us down the road. Just for that. But then again, you know, how much more can they sell us down the river then?
I don't know. I guess we just have to wait and see, because every day there's always a turn and a twist. James Fawson just arrived on the scene. We're going to have him, live after the break and talk about what is going on with the city council and what's happened at the city council. We're on Churn Creek, in case you're just tuning in. We're live on remote here at the Shasta Center. Cugula's Furniture, this is where the farmer's market is today. You want to come by, want to support your local community, because not only is the farmer's market here with all the wonderful freshly grown local produce and flowers and plants. We have like an art fair going on. We've got handmade purses. I see a gal putting some handmade purses out and some wonderfully made birdhouses that look like it's from barns, pieces, you know, wood from barns. And I'm sure they all have, each one of those birdhouses has a story. And they look like they have some homemade jams. And there's yarn. There's all kinds of wonderful things going on. Bob, are you hearing that crack on that end?
Yes, we are, and I believe it is coming from your end. By the way, we have 45 seconds to news.
Okay.
We're going to, you know, we'll do some readjusting right here on this and see how we're going to, you know, we'll fix that from this end. It just started. We're down here at Shasta Center, right here. We're Cohan Luke's and Cubular's Furniture, and we're on Turn Creek Road. Come on down and visit us here. When we come back from our break, James Fawson is going to be talking about an upcoming event that's going to be big for the North State here that they're talking about. If you like music and great things happening,
which we do,
and he's going to be talking about that. We're also going to be having
from the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. The markets are open for business after the long holiday weekend. The question today is the recent slide over. The Dow is in negative territory for 7 straight days and is well below the 10,000 mark. Shares of BP are higher today, even as oil continues to gush in the Gulf. There are rumors that some Middle East investors could be interested in buying a stake in BP. Sam's Club is offering up to $25,000 in small business loans. Sam's Club, which is owned by Walmart, says it's hearing from members that they've been denied small business loans elsewhere. More questions today about quality control at Toyota. According to a company official, Toyota was aware 2 years ago about engine problems with its Lexus and Crown cars, but didn't think a recall was necessary. That recall now underway. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
The healthcare industry is the fastest growing employment sector in the U.S. Every day, qualified healthcare professionals are finding their ideal career match. Now, you can be one of them. Introducing the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com for healthcare employers and healthcare professionals. With thousands of job opportunities nationwide, visit the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com. ReachMD, reaching and teaching healthcare professionals.
This is the annual event you won't want to miss. It's music, it's barbecue, it's fun for the whole family, and it's free to the public. Pepsi and Budweiser proudly present the first annual Sundial Music Festival and Rib Cook-Off coming to the Reading Convention Center September 11th and 12th. Two stages on the Convention Center lawn with free entertainment by Firefall, the Coasters, Penny Lane's tribute to the Beatles, the California Cowboys, and Nothing Fancy's tribute to Lynyrd Skynyrd. Four of the largest barbecue cookers in the country serving up the best barbecue you've ever tasted. I can taste it now. Over 150 vendors, the Kids Zone play area with face painting, games, climbing wall, jump houses, barbecue rib cook-off competition with $5,000 in total prize money, beer and wine garden, benefit fun run for CASA, and so much more. Bring the whole family and spend the day. It's free admission, and with over 150 vendors, you won't run out of things to see and do. The first annual Sundial Music Festival and Rib Cook-Off, September 11th and 12th, sponsored in part by Rivers Restaurant, Gaia Hotel, KRCR News Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Admission is free to all.
This was his old chair, the one he used to sit in Sunday afternoons watching the football game. Well-worn but rich in character. You brush your hand over the back of the chair, thinking to yourself, he really isn't gone. He's just out in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves before the rain comes. But then you realize the yard's empty, and a wave of emotion overcomes you.
Grieving the death of a loved one takes time. McDonald's Chapel reminds you that with careful planning, your journey in life can be celebrated by those who watched in wonder at all your adventures. McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery can customize their services so that the family you leave behind can treasure those special memories. Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. Service beyond expectation is their promise. Funerals, cremations, burial services, and affordable pre-planning. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Mark, technician for Safe Flight Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield, and crack! If only he called Safe Flight sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A Safe Flight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let Safe Flight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
7:34 on KCNR 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio, and once again we join Free Fire Radio coming to you live from the Shasta Center. Here are Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks a lot, Bob. We're out here at the Shasta Center. It's on Turn Creek, right down here where Gubler's and Cohan Luke's is. We're down here in the parking lot. We're watching it's filling up very quickly. We're having a farmer's market here. We're having crafts. We're having all types of great things out there. We're watching them. We're watching them fill up here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Joe and Shelley have got the finest tobacco emporium in the state. Great walking humidor, but even better, they have Espresso Joe's. 30 to 40 different kinds of, I just can't keep it straight how many there are, but then they're going to fix it 40 or 50 different ways. So, you know, geometrically, I think that means is it's enough that it even exceeds the number of gallons of oil that's been spilled in the Gulf. It's a number that have. But Joe and Shelley, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Highly recommend you go there. Now, we have as a guest in our studio today, of course, the studio being the parking lot out here at Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road, James Fawson. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
You know, James is here to talk about an event coming up here in a couple months, right?
It's coming up in late September, and we're just so excited to be doing this again, and I'll just say it. Enjoy Magazine and Q97 will be presenting Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women a second time here at the Cascade Theater.
Super. Let's hear about it.
Well, we had so much fun last time we did it last year that we decided we wanted to rebook it and throw another charity event for the North State and involve this great band. And this year we've picked up two worthy causes. One is, of course, KIXE Channel 9 Television.
Yay.
And then kind of a new one. It's called a Noteworthy Cause, and it's the Reading School District. And the idea is the money we raise for this event will go towards the school district and helping those students that still want to participate in music and learn the skills.
Spectacular. Well, you know, James, we know that you and Lisa are very, very involved with Westside Performing Arts, and you know, anything that has to do with music and the performing arts lies close to your heart. So tell us about this. It's called Noteworthy Project. Tell us about this charity.
Well, we've always wanted to do this show as kind of a charity thing. We didn't want to make any money at it. And last year we did pick Westside Performing Arts Company, who are having a great year this year with their theater camps and so on. And we got together with the guys at Channel 9, and they are certainly worthy of any kind of effort we can do for them. And then Judy Salter talked to us a little bit about some of the issues that the school district is facing with these budget cuts. And we just felt that it starts with the kids, and it's a promise to our future that giving these kids an opportunity to learn music is certainly going to show some benefits and make them better students, better citizens. So we're thrilled to be helping with that.
There is something to be said, and I'll be the first to attest to that, being raised and learning about music and the accountability of lessons, having to learn the scales, the number systems, all of that, it trickles down throughout your life as we go forth. It's also a way to, to feel like one, to be at one. I know that sounds kind of zen-like, but to be at one with an instrument. Let's go on to Dave Alvin. How did you discover Dave Alvin?
Well,
and the Guilty Women.
Well, the Guilty Women are new. Dave Alvin, of course, has been at this for almost three decades. In his early 20s, I discovered him playing in bars throughout the country and just absolutely loved that type of Americana, bluesy, roots type music.
Dave, very Austin-ish.
Very Austin-ish. They're real authentic, great players, great musicianship. It's funny, as the years went by, Dave sort of mellowed at the same pace that I did. So his music, to me, has always been very relevant and very, very timely. And it's just been interesting watching a person's career develop. Grammy Award-winning artist. He wrote Dwight Yoakam's first hit single. Last year, after touring with 20 years with the Guilty Men, he changed it up a little bit and rejoined and redid it as the Guilty Women. And that has been such a successful a series of concerts last year and a CD that he went out again this summer. In fact, they're in Italy right now and getting ready to come back to the States. And just some great, great musicians in that band. And one of the most notable is Cindy Cashdollar, who most have never heard of, but just about everybody has heard. She is from Austin, Texas, and is a 5-time Grammy Award winner with Asleep at the Wheel. So
perfect.
She,
great band.
Great musician.
Well, we had the great pleasure of attending this concert last year. Jim Dyer's band opened for Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women. And, when you get up at 5:15 in the morning to be on the air, you try to attend things, and sometimes you don't think you're going to stay. Well, we stayed.
Right.
Because it's just one of those, we were enraptured into the evening of the music, and these women are stellar players. What does he have, 8, 9? How many?
Last year was 8. I think this year he's going out with 5 or 6. It's a kind of a fluid thing, so it comes and goes and changes.
Okay, so what's the evening?
That is going to be September 29th, a Wednesday night. It's school night. Starts at 7:30. With the spirit and the school in mind, we're actually going to have some students from the school district open the show for Dave Alvin. And there'll be a little music, locally, with some special surprises as the night goes on. And I'll leave it at that. Everybody says Reading is a last-minute town. And that's why we're coming out 3 months early to see if we can make Reading a first-minute town.
All right, Dad, we like that.
Lots of tickets available, and we'd like to have about 800 people there. It would be a great goal and a great evening for everybody involved.
All right, so we want to mark our calendars for September 29th. Yes. I know Carl and I do have little dates that are, circled all the way out into December. So September 29th, come and see. We'll have you on again. And we're also going to have James. You're a correspondent for those nights that hopefully don't go to 2:00 in the morning at City Council.
Well, just by accident, I started covering the City Council meetings and found it very, very interesting. I call it sausage making. And so much of what happens out in this world, we have so little control over. And the City Council, to me, really spoke to what we were going through, and whether it's taxes or law enforcement or levies or arts community, it kind of spoke to me, and I really enjoyed seeing and attending those meetings.
Well, great, James. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and, of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added 2 new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line.
KCNR 1460, it is 7:43, and we go live now back to the Shasta Center with Carl and Linda Bott. And how are you getting a good crowd down there, Carl?
Well, I tell you what, it is filling up down here. I mean, you can't believe it. I mean, I don't know where all these people are coming from this early in the morning. We're at the Shasta Center. We're on Cherry Creek Road. We are behind, we're right behind Dr. Robert Thomas's office. And we're adjacent to the Cohan Loops, and we're just having a great time down there. Our guest today is James Fawson, and James, who is beyond the fact that he's a great entrepreneur and a heck of a nice guy, and he's talking about he's going to be our city council a correspondent, because it's hard to keep track of what's going on in city council. But we're going to talk about that later, but now we're talking about you and bringing in Dave Alvin.
Well, the last point on the Dave Alvin Show that I have to mention, of course, is the great people that have helped us do this. We didn't do it on our own, and got some great donations and participation from Holiday Inn, Food for Thought Cafe, Pacific West Graphics, Free Fire Radio, Vintner Cellar, and Meteor Records.
Cool.
Not just Lisa and I. We've joined with a lot of great people that care about this as well.
I understand you have a message for Lisa.
Lisa, honey, let the chickens out now.
Now tell me, are you one of these people that decided that you're going to grow chickens.
We're growing them.
This
was one of the first city council meetings that I attended when they relaxed the chicken laws, and I thought, you know, to be as patriotic as I could, this would be one way I'd do it. So we have is it a herd or a flock or a school of chickens? But we got six of them in the backyard.
And now are they producing yet?
Well, they're producing something, but it's not eggs.
We have some friends that took them a while before the eggs produced. Now they get fresh lands all the time.
We're about 6 weeks away, and we'll never go through all the eggs that they produce. So we talked with the people at Good News Rescue Mission, and we're going to drop that off on the way to work in the morning.
This is one of the reasons that we just totally respect and admire you and Lisa. You're always thinking about what you can do with your passion.
Yes.
And then turn it around and give back to the community, like giving the eggs to the rescue mission. Isn't that awesome?
Well, we all live here. This is our neighborhood, and we have to survive this and get through all this, and this is just some of the ways we try to make a difference.
I'd be curious to see with the weather as it changes and it gets hotter if they produce less or more. So maybe we can get callers to call in. And by the way, for the first person that comes by today, we know that we've been getting calls. Where are you? We are off of Churn Creek, where Kubler's Furniture is, the Dairy Queen. I don't have the exact address right now, but it's that mall. You'll see a bunch of tents out front. It's the farmer's market today from 7:30 to noon. The first person that comes by our tent this morning, we're going to give you a commemorative T-shirt from May 21st from the groundbreaking ceremony from the Veterans Home. It's a beautiful T-shirt, really one of a kind, and come by and get your free T-shirt.
If you bring us coffee, you can even get two T-shirts. I'll find one in the car, and we'll give those to you, too. And, you know, this is being involved with something like this. Again, community radio is, you know, helping businesses go, helping businesses keep going, get started and keep moving. And this is, you know, this farmer's market down here at Shasta Center. Shasta Center is, it's a great place. I mean, they're all, every one of the shops are filled. This has really been interesting to see how they're working this. And now watching people put up tents. You know, Linda and I, we come up and put up a tent. I mean, it is something that people should film. But I'm watching this little lady. She's got a tent bigger than ours, or, you know, it's really these awnings. Just go straight up in like 1 minute while we're over there, while we're dancing around. Hey, James, let's change subjects here just for a second. Let's talk city council. It looks like we've got 10 people running for city council this year.
Well, it should be an interesting election in fall season as we look at everybody's words and wisdom and advice and what they want to accomplish and goals. It's a tough time, I think, for the city and the council right now, because it seems to me that every subject, if you dig a little bit deeper into it, comes back to budget. And they are spinning many pie plates right now as far as money goes.
Yeah, you know, this is going to be the thing that I see, is that you're going to be breaking the people down, and there's going to be two groups. It's going to be people that are going to be wanting to hold to a hard budget and make cuts and have the police and other people make these cuts. And you're going to have the other group that says, no, support the police and first responders, cut everything else. So to me, it looks like it's going to be kind of clear cut. Now, there may be some in the middle that are going to say, okay, we want to cut everything. You know, let's go come back to a surplus or something. But I think what you're going to see, it's going to be, on one side, you're going to be having, Patrick Jones, Rick Pacetti, Gary Catt, on that side. And then on others, you may have, you're going to have the ones I've already said, that they're there to support the police. As you know, the police union was out even advertising for people to run for city council.
Well, and absolutely, and that is such an important thing. And that is certainly a topic that has drawn me to the city council meetings. And I, you know, I think of this one side or the other, but I, you know, for the citizens at 2 o'clock in the morning that have a crazy person beating on their door, the last thing that they're going to be worrying about is budget. The first thing they're going to worry about is getting someone out there to take care of them. And that's, you know, that goes to everything that we do here in this city, from potholes to crime and everything in between.
Well, you know, we have to, you know, I don't even think this is a word, but we used it in the service all the time, was prioritize.
Absolutely.
You have to prioritize just what is the important part that we want, that the citizens want here. Okay, do we want to have, if we've got a crazy person beating on our door, do we want to, you know, be able to call and, you know, somebody comes from 911? You know, even when you look at it, though, it's you know, and this does not take away from the fact, and I'm a strong proponent of this, is being able to defend yourself and your property at all times. A policeman can't be stationed at every street or at every house. When that happens, it's called tyranny. It's called we're back to having the Brits living with us, being forced to have their soldiers in there. But what we have to do is take care of ourselves. That's important. But we should also expect that we have a reasonable time for somebody to respond to us. At the same time, for the fire, and which is by maybe in some cases even more important, they have the fire engines there, the first responders there, or an ambulance. Well, ambulances are private concerns. Now, the thing I would really like them to look at, James, is privatization. I'm looking at Mayfield, California, which privatized everything. Now, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'd like to discuss that.
Okay.
All right, this is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
The Shasta Center Merchants and Kubler's Furniture in Reading are embracing and sharing a whole new way for our customers to shop and save money this summer. Our summer savings days are going on now through the end of September. All the unique shops in the Shasta Center have pulled together to offer you the best summer savings ever. Starting on Tuesdays, we have a fabulous farmers market, local artisans presentations, and super sidewalk specials from our shops in the Shasta Center. Wednesdays, the Shasta Center and Kubler's Furniture honor our seniors 55 and older to special promotions and discounts. On Thursdays, while a local charity washes your wheels, you get a thank you packet from the center's merchants for reduced or free merchandise or services. Then on Fridays, we are hosting the Girls Just Want to Have Fun Fridays for all our ladies, with specials on designer fabrics, pottery painting, unique clothes shopping, interior home design advice, as seen on TV goodies, scrumptious candles, and of course, happy hour at Cool Hand Luke's from 2 to 4. A unique and exclusive experience awaits you. Come by and see what is in store for you. Something fun and exciting is always going on at the Shasta Center, located on Churn Creek Road.
Attention Shasta County veterans. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office is moving. I'm retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and I'm happy to pass along to you this exciting news. After 20 years in the Breslauer campus, the office will relocate to 1855 Shasta Street, specifically in the downstairs portion of the old county library. Our entrance will be on the north side, not the west side, as you might recall was the old library entrance. With this move, the Veterans Service Office will realize a 25% increase in office space, which will allow us to better serve our veterans. In order to make this move, we will close our Breslauer office on the 15th and 16th of July, and will be open for business on Shasta Street on the 19th of July. Please join us for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 2:45 on July the 20th.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, this is Frank Muse for Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I, and the crew, would like to thank all of our veterans, now and in the future, for keeping this great country safe. Also, a special thanks to all the folks who made the 4-H and FFA barbecue a huge success. Without these businesses and people donating, we would not have had such a great barbecue. It puts a lot of money back into our local 4-H and FFA groups. Thanks to Kent's Meat and Groceries, McConnell Foundation, Miller Equipment, Muse Trucking, NorCal Kenworth, North Valley Bank, Northern Lights Energy, Lima Construction, Plumas Bank, Precision Auto Loop, and In-N-Out Mini Mart.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
It's 7:54 on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio, and once again down to the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road with Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBotta. We're having a great time down here. It is currently 73 degrees. It's going to be 101 degrees today. Sunny, hot, and windy. The weather's always brought you by Insomos. They're up there around Shingletown, so it's cooler and less windy up there. And you get, they're serving lunches up there now. So it's going to be, I think it's a good way to beat the heat and have a great meal. And, you know, we were just joined by one of our listeners. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine. You know, it's we always like to have our listeners come by, and, you know, and with KCNR, you get to be on the radio.
Well, that's certainly something I've never got to experience before, so thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Okay, let me get the mic right there in front of you. Okay. You know, the thing is that, you know, we like to hear from our listeners. We like to, you know, we're open line, and we are community radio, so we always love to have people stop by. We always like to have people say hello. And what's on your mind? What's the biggest thing that you'd like to talk about today?
Well, you have a visual of me, so you can see that I'm a cab driver.
Right.
And I'm listening to the radio, you know, and I pick up people on the morning at the weekend. I see so many people with DUIs who are just normal, good, hardworking people who are just kind of ruining their lives with this stuff. So if anything I could just say is just, you know, if you've had a drink or two, just call a cab, call a friend. But whatever you do, don't drive. They're stepping down on it really hard, and you really don't want to go there.
You know, that's a really good point, because I think I just read that they only caught a couple people at the traffic stops, that the number of DUIs is up.
Wasn't it 20?
I don't know.
Over a weekend?
Yeah, and it's the one spot they had that they didn't catch, but they caught them everywhere else, it appears. They were trying to avoid it. You know, but, you know, that was absolutely... That's a great thing to talk about. You know, I mean, you see it, but your life can be ruined. We had a guest in one day that was talking about something completely different, and as she started to leave, we had mentioned this about, you know, DUIs, and she came back in and talked about how her son, at age 19, had one, and nobody was injured, but he was caught, and it has really affected his life. His car was impounded. His insurance is non-existent. He can't drive. I mean, it's serious.
It takes a minimum of a year to get your license back to normal, if you get it back that fast. You have to take classes. You have to have the machine that you blow into while you're driving, which, frankly, is more dangerous than texting anyway. Then on top of that, you have to, you know, like you said, insurance. You basically, it really messes up a person's whole life. So if anything I could say is just be careful. You know, a $15, $20 cab fare is nothing in comparison to what you have to deal with if you get a DUI.
That's true. You know, thanks a lot. Words of wisdom from somebody that sees it a lot, unfortunately.
Well, you know, when you think of DUIs, you think of this drunk guy on the corner. That's not who is getting it. It's normal people who are just trying to take care of their families. Just need to be careful.
They've had that one extra beer. They've, for some reason, they've been stopped, or the fact is the... somebody has done something, maybe run into them, and it's not their fault at all. But because they've had that extra beer, they've been caught.
Well, thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you very much, Jay.
Hey, Jeff, you can't see it because the sun's in your eyes right now, but guess who just came by? Diane from Country Kitchen brought us coffee. Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I heard you on the radio and you wanted coffee, so I brought it.
Well, you know what? This is great. You know what? I'd like to have $10,000. You know,
I don't have that. Sorry. Come to my peaches. I was surprised to hear you here.
Well, you know, we've been pushing it out that the fact is that, you know, we support Shasta Center. We support our local community here. We support, you know, farmers markets. We've got just a number of things that are going on here. And so stopping by, and you are the soup queen at Country Kitchen.
I don't know if I'd call me a queen, but thank you.
I could say the soup goddess. But
that's going to, doing.
Well, I tell you what, the soups that you build are just exceptional, and they're all made from scratch.
Yep.
And
yep.
A lot of them are your own recipes.
A lot of them are. Thank you.
Well, you know, hey, you give credit where credit is due. Yeah. That's the way I look at it. Yeah.
Come by and see us again. Okay.
Okay.
Have a
well,
great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Diane, for the coffee.
Thank you so much. James, we've got a couple minutes left, and we can swing you.
We're about 1 minute out.
But good morning.
Good morning. James Fawson he's not only just a pretty face, he's also our political correspondent to the city council.
if I thought this morning that you'd call me a pretty face, I would have never believed it.
You've got the perfect face for radio.
Yeah, beautiful. I've been told that. You know, you're talking about privatization a moment ago, and I think the message behind privatization is run it like a business. Treat it like a business. And sometimes these budgets and the amounts of money we're talking about are so large that they become abstract. But I do believe that there would be a...
We do have to break in at this point, Carl and Linda. We have to break in because we're going to take the hard break for news.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a break here, Carl and the bot. Hey, join us after the news here. Bob, you got it.
KCNR 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How hot is it?
Outside, it's so hot I can't even do a cartwheel.
Hey, that's in New Haven, Connecticut, where it's 97, it's 99 in Baltimore, and it's not even noon yet. Heat advisories and warnings up across the Northeast.
When you come off the train, it just hits you as you come out of Grand Central Station.
She's in New York. Unless they don't have AC, people are told to stay inside. If they can't, they go to cooling centers in some places and told to drink a lot of water. The heat wave also putting a lot of extra demand on the utilities to keep the power going. They're not sure how they got there, but tar balls have washed up in Texas. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, lab tests say the tar balls washing up on Crystal Beach in Galveston are in fact from Deepwater Horizon, but the city's mayor, Joe Jaworski, doesn't want you to be scared away from their beaches.
You know, even with this small incursion of the tar balls, it's a green light as far as the water goes.
The local health department says the water is safe for swimming. The Coast Guard says the tar balls more than likely came from skimmers transporting oil to Texas and didn't float all the way from the spill site off Louisiana, Dave.
Evan, a renewed push for peace in the Middle East going on now. Israel's prime minister ready to hold talks at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
Dave, Benjamin Netanyahu just arrived for that meeting in effort to fix the relationship that's been more than cool in recent months. But the White House invited Netanyahu to stay at Blair House and for both men to take a couple of reporters' questions. The administration this morning said it welcomes Israel's announcement that it will ease up a bit on its blockade of Gaza. The statement calls that an important step that the president looks forward to discussing with the prime minister. Dave?
Now, Rich, after all the recent selling, Wall Street rallying. The Dow up 142 points. Despite a trade group's report this morning that the private services sector, a big chunk of the economy, saw slower growth last month and fewer companies are planning to hire. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Mark, technician for Safe Flight Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield and crack. If only he called Safe Flight sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A Safe Flight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy three with triple points on airfare. Buy two with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Signed into law months ago, health care reform is now allowing people to apply for new federal insurance coverage. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is live outside Cedars Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles.
Dave, it's the first big part of health care reform legislation to kick in. These federal high-risk pools are meant to temporarily stop the bleeding, so to speak, and get roughly 200,000 people with pre-existing conditions some coverage. This trauma surgeon outside Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, who wants to remain anonymous, says it's simply not enough.
The pie isn't big enough. Everyone keeps trying to chop the pie up into smaller pieces. Until someone makes the pie bigger, there's not going to be enough money.
In order to qualify, one must have been denied coverage due to a pre-existing condition and been without coverage for at least 6 months, Dave.
Jessica, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, General Ray Ordiano, says that U.N. peacekeepers may be needed after U.S. troops leave next year if problems between the Kurds and Arabs are not resolved. More casualties of the war in Afghanistan.
Six soldiers died Monday and a British soldier today. Roadside bombings, one of the greatest threats. Three insurgents died yesterday while trying to lay a landmine, the Afghans say. Meanwhile, a former Taliban official is dismissing U.S.-backed efforts to get young Taliban foot soldiers soldiers to drop their guns and learn to read instead. Mullah Abdul Salam says it's no peace process unless Taliban commanders are involved too. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
The UN gets a visit from royalty today.
It's the first time since 1957 that Queen Elizabeth has addressed the United Nations General Assembly. Later, she's expected to visit Ground Zero with the governors of New York and New Jersey. She'll lay a wreath there in memory of those who died. Then she makes a stop at the British Garden at Hanover Square. That memorial commemorating the 67 Britons who died in the 9/11 attacks.
That's Todd Starnes. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Honey, who does our car insurance?
State Farm.
And what about our house?
State Farm, too.
KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. It is 8:05, and we go now to the Shasta Center and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks a lot. You know, Bob, we can't tell you how much we appreciate you being back there in the studio taking charge of this. You know, I've got so many wires running across this table and around, you know, around me. I'd look like a, you know, a bad movie, a bad science fiction movie with a monster trying to be brought back alive. Carl and Linda Bott, we're down here at the Shasta Center. The address, I guess you could, the best one is, or Kubler, is 1894 Churn Creek Drive. We have a number of people stopping by here. We're here at the Farmer's Market. We're here on a remote, and we're having a great time. We've given away one T-shirt. You know what? You know, there's one left if you're small, or you know anybody that is small. Just come on by. Other people brought us coffee, you know. We have fallen deeply in love with those people here. Hey, our guest right now is James Fawcett. James is not only is he somebody that is big in the arts, he and his beloved there, Lisa, but also is our political correspondent. And where we don't always agree politically, we agree that we want the right thing and the best thing for our beautiful North State and city of Reading.
I think we all want that. Yeah, we're all in this together. We're all citizens and we're all neighbors. You were asking about privatization.
That's right. Yeah. Privatization, I think, is something that we really need to take a real hard look at in this city.
Well, I think anything that makes sense, that's effective and efficient and saves money, should be looked at every time, whether it's, you know, you go down that path or not. I think it sends a message, though, and that is run it like a business. It is a business. This running the city is a business.
Yeah, it's no longer a time where you have an abundance of money and everything else. We were talking about this city. It's called Mayfield. I had two or three people even send me emails about it and links to it. And I believe I've got the city's name right, but they have outsourced everything. The sheriff's department takes care of the city itself. There is nobody working at in the city government. I think they have, I shouldn't say that, they have like 16 people that are still on the rolls. Are you familiar with this one?
I haven't heard about this.
The garbage collection, the roads, everything is outsourced, and they're finding out that it saves a lot of money.
Well, I think it could be something that's looked at, particularly on an incremental basis. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. It could go step by step just to see how it fits and works and if it actually does save money. Sometimes, you know, you spend a dollar to save a nickel, you know, that wouldn't work either. But if it does work, I think it should be looked at.
I'm just thinking of things like, you know, parks and grounds.
Absolutely.
You know, that could be something that could be outsourced and put a lot of people to work, you know, doing that and save money because of it's just not city government.
Right.
I'm thinking of things like, you know, if you can run that, road repair? There, you've got private companies out there. Let them bid on it.
Right.
You know, people, you know, I'm even thinking garbage collection. Now, the big thing I heard about garbage and trash is what if they go on strike? Well, and you've got no strike clauses in there, and it costs them a lot of money that
Correct.
They've already put up, and you know, so that you can get this done. I just think is that I don't believe that anybody's really looked at this enough.
Well, and I know it was mentioned about the convention center some time ago, and that whether it was agreed upon or not, I mean, I think they have to keep on looking at those types of things and every avenue to save money that they can. You know, I look at this center here with all these businesses, and you know, the city doesn't have the luxury of closing shop. They have to keep this together and provide for us.
Well, you know, and that's true. And if the revenues are down, they're just, you know, they're down and they're going to continue to fall. We're still looking at, you know, businesses, you know, failing in this town. You know, others are opening up. And, you know, we wish them just the very best. That's why we're out here, is to, you know, we want to push our local businesses. You know, if you shop local and you buy local, the money stays here. Or, you know, the vast majority of us. I think it's like 65 to 70% stays here in the town. If you go out and you don't use a local business, locally owned business, I think it's only like 40%.
Well, and that's a huge thing. And coming from a local business background, that's one of the things that you have control over. And you can pick a restaurant that's owned by your neighbor, or you can pick a restaurant that's owned nationally in a franchise. You do make a difference. And I look at this mall here, and there's so many family-owned businesses here. I don't think I see anything that's you know, the big national chain. It's just a lot of people up early working like they did the day before and like they'll do tomorrow.
And it looks like the whole center is filled, too.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So that's, you know, that's a great thing. The other thing, too, you know, besides that is, you know, we've got a couple minutes here before we have to take a break. James, the idea that that government workers pay part of the retirement.
Well, you know, that's a dicey one, and I've been actually looking at some things with other cities pensions and retirement and so on, and the cost that these cities are going to incur. San Francisco is reporting that a third of their general fund is going to be taken for maintaining these pensions and so on, and that's kind of scary. What there's actually a name for it. It's called pension spiking, and you're seeing employees in cities all across the country not really doing anything wrong. It's the rules that were set up, but they're managing to increase those pensions so high. My concern with not taking care of the firemen and police department and those people that are taking care of us is that it is a business. And if I was a 25-year-old police officer not getting taken care of, my resume would start going out to other cities. And here I am, a fully trained peace officer or firefighter, going to work in the city in the Bay Area. We're not going. A lot of these people aren't going to stay around and just suffer through this. They're going to pack their bags and move their family.
Well, we've got to also look at what we call suffering here, James. And we've got to, you know, we're going to take a break, and we've got some other guests coming in.
But absolutely,
suffering may not be $80,000 a year. You know,
right.
And with overtime, that to me is not exactly suffering. And I'm also looking. You know, I people know I support the police, fire. And but we've also got to look at this realistically, and let's look at what suffering is.
Right.
You know, I look at the statistics that poor people in the United States that are statistically poor have two cars and two color TV sets.
Right.
So I have a little problem with that. And, you know, our guest has been James Fawcett. He came in to talk about Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women, which is just a great show. And he's also our political correspondent for the city council meetings. And I don't know if they're meeting tonight, but the next time they do, I know you're going to be here.
Bright and early, and we'll cover what was covered.
Okay. Thanks a lot, James. Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
All right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for? I have a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right, free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
Lamb's Oil, oilbot.com, by Essex Heating and Air.
Sensation. And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for? I'm a 25, to get 35, another 50, make a 50 bit of money.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday. Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com. At ease.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids in popping in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
KCNR 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio. It is 8:15, and we once again go live to the Shasta Center for Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. We're here at the Farmers Market here at the Shasta Center. You'll find us on Churn Creek Road where Kubler's Furniture is, over by the Dairy Queen. The farmer's market is going till noon today. Not only do we have local fresh produce, we have some wonderful things by artists a little while from now. Right next to our booth is some incredible bird feeders. If you're looking for wonderful gifts, wedding gifts, fun summer things, come by, support your community. We'll be here till 12 o'clock again. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and come by. We have one t-shirt left here. We're giving away a free t-shirt for the groundbreaking that happened on May 21st at the Veterans Home. And thank you for all our listeners. We just had a woman whose son is serving in the Marines.
That's right.
Goodbye.
Mrs. Ellis.
Ellis and her mother and father are loyal listeners, and they brought her by to introduce, of course, Mrs. Ellis to you. And another loyal listener that came by, Frank, and of course, Jay. And now we would like to bring to the microphone Bill, who manages this whole deal. You made this whole thing happen. And it's really interesting how we were talking at the break about the farmers market and what you guys are doing to get this thing off the ground here the first year.
Good morning, we're having fun. We're bringing in different kinds of artists and vendors, chainsaw carvers and things like that, trying to get people to come and enjoy the farmers market, and of course in the process all the stores in the shopping center are also doing sidewalk sales. So as soon as they open up, they'll be pulling out tables, and so the whole thing becomes, the whole shopping center kind of becomes this whole big kind of fun market kind of thing.
Almost like a flea market kind of inside the where the parking area is. And then of course you have your regular wonderful stores, by the way, as we're walking by and saying, oh, you know what, I just went to a baby shower and I saw some adorable in the Sugar Plum Cottage. Oh my gosh, there's some great little kitty store there. I wasn't aware of that till just now.
Absolutely. We have all kinds of stores. We're a really eclectic mix of stores, shops, and services here in the Shasta Center. We're 100% full right now, which is really, really different than, a lot of the shopping centers around town. And one of the reasons is we promote the shopping center, and this farmers market, the artisans market that we're doing on Tuesdays is a full on part of a promotion that we're doing for the summer, which is the summer of savings at the Shasta Center. And we have something going every day. Tuesdays is our farmers artisan market. Wednesdays is senior day. Thursdays we have car washes going on with local charities and youth groups.
And then Fridays is Girls Want to Have Fun Fridays. So we have all the stores have something shopping-wise going on for the girls to come out and see, you know, cookies and, you know, champagne, things like that for them to have while they're shopping.
And of course, there's happy hour at Cool Hand Luke.
Of course, there's a special happy hour at Cool Hand Luke from 2 to 4 just for our lady shoppers.
Well, I can tell you right now that I am seeing the booths that are where we are, where we're situated, by the way. Come by and see us. We're right behind Robert Thomas, optometrist, and by the Bell Tone. We're right there. You're going to see all the tents here on Sharon Creek. What is the exact address?
Well, it runs from 1700 to 1894. So from basically Dairy Queen all the way down to Kubler's Furniture, that's all the Shasta Shopping Center.
Now, are you seeing for the first time at your farmer's market, are you seeing new craft booths?
Yeah, we're having new booths show up every week. This week we've got two or three different booths that were not here last week, so it's getting nice. So I haven't done a full count yet as to exactly how many we have, but it's really really starting to take off.
Well, this is fantastic. So everybody's here till noon, and wow, come down and see us. And Bill Woodford, thank you so much. I mean, you really know how to really get behind the community, and as well as the Kubler family and all that you do to put back into the community. And, you know, Carl and I here on Free Fire Radio, we're all about supporting the community, and this is the perfect way to be able to, you know, enjoy your summer barbecue, come and get your fabulous fresh produce locally grown.
Absolutely. And, of course, all the stores here in the shopping center are locally owned as well. So every one of these stores is a small business owner that is from the local area. So that's all a great thing.
We have the As Seen on TV store. We have Fabrics Home Fashion, again, the Sugar Plum Cottage. And Clyde's is a new addition.
Clyde's is a new addition, just opened up about 4 months ago. So, yeah, they moved back. In fact, Clyde's is back in their original spot. They started in that building right there.
Well, you know, the thing about small business that I'm, you know, and if people may not realize is that small businesses employ like 70% of the people. They're innovative. They are the ones that keep this nation going, the small businesses. And unless that we support our neighbors in the small businesses, it's not going to get any better. You're not going to come out of this recession.
Absolutely. It's tough for everybody right now, especially the small business. And so, you know, we're working with small businesses to, one, keep the rents affordable where they're, you know, where they want to come to the center. And then, of course, we also promote the shopping center so that it helps their business while they're at it. I mean, this Tuesday market's a perfect example. We've had it here for quite a while, and now we're trying to grow it. So if you know any vendors or crafters that, you know, we're looking for artisans and craft people that would like to come and display, I'm certainly open to a phone call to that.
Okay. All right, Bill, thank you very much. We've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl on the Bot, Freak Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
And 5, 6, 7, 8.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes.
It's back. Mark your calendars for July 10th. Shasta Women's Refuge will hold the 4th annual Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, at the Cascade Theater. This evening's dance will be packed full of star dance performances, and the audience is going to have a chance to vote for their favorite performer to walk away as Champion of the Year. July 10th, it's Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style. Tickets are $20 for seniors and youth and $25 general admission at the Cascade Theater. Heads up, shoulders back, and 5, 6, 7, 8.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes. One thrilling combination, every move that she makes.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on The Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show, this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony for Red, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue skies.
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
825 and 79 degrees in Reading, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio, again to the Shasta Center for Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. And Bob, you have the weather up there. We don't have a computer in front of us right now. The winds are coming up. Can you share with our listeners what we need to, are there any advisories, advisories?
There's not a weather advisory. Of course, we're used to the kind of temperatures here. We don't get the humidity they do back east. It'll be sunny and hot today. High near 101, to northwest winds between 5 and 13 miles an hour. Tonight, a low around 70. Of course, fire danger starting to creep up. We do ask people to be very careful about that. And again, it is currently just bordering 80 degrees in Redding, Linda.
Thank you, Bob, for the weather. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Again, come by and see Carl and I. We have one T-shirt left. We've been giving out T-shirts and saying hello to our loyal listeners that are coming by and buying some fresh produce that's locally grown. We've got flowers. People are bundling up things and taking them home. And, of course, Diane from Country Kitchen came by to get some fresh peaches and brought us some coffee. Thank you, Diane. And there's some wonderful crafts.
There are. And, you know, the people who stopped by, Frank, Ms. Ellis, everybody that's come by here, we really appreciate you all stopping by and saying hello. And, you know, this portion of our show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Cooley owns B&T Satellite. He puts in home media systems. He puts in theater systems for your home. He's a veteran, and this man does just outstanding work. He's located on Airport Road, right down from Burrito Bandito. Been in the business since 1985. His phone number is 244-1988. That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite, on Airport Road, right down from Burrito Bandito. I know it's easy for me to say, right?
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Carl. Whenever we go on location like this, you know, when we're in the studio, it's one thing. Because I know you like, you know, you've got something in your craw and you want to come in and, you know, you start doing your show planning the night before, or something, you'll read something in the Associated Press or in the ticker tape that comes in and start to get going on it. But we're out here in the beautiful sunshine. It's kind of hard to rip.
It is, you know, and I realize that, you know, but there are still always things that we can talk about. We got a couple minutes here. You know, let's go back to this thing about the privatization. You know, when you think of privatization of city services, you think about people being put out of business too. I mean, out of jobs from the city workers. I'm thinking there's got to be such a way as that we can kind of protect people and we can move some people around. But the other thing though is that how much money could we save? Has anybody really done a study about privatization for the roads, for the trash, you know, first, you know, the first responders, it's going to be difficult to do. I'm not sure how you would be able to do that. But we've got to do something. You know, whether you agree with Patrick Jones or not, the city is still $100 million in the hole. And so we have to do something.
What's that number again?
$100 million in the hole. Just paying off retirements and like this. You know, like James was just on here. James and I don't always agree politically. We have different viewpoints on things, but one thing we do agree on is that we're going to have to do something. Now the question is what do we do? Do we, you know, that we're going to be in a battle here over the next 3 months, my friends. Every one of those city council members, by the way, will be on Free Fire Radio. We're going to have every one of them on so that you can listen to them. Anywhere from the Mayor Patrick Jones to Rick Pizzetti to Russell Hunt, who is a perennial runner for everything. He's a candidate for many different spots. We're going to have Russell on. We had him on when he was running this year. You know, the thing is that we have to make the best choices. This is a very important election this time, and it should not be done emotionally. It should be done on what are we going to do to fix the problems we've got right now, because this is not going to change in a year. We're looking at things 2 or 3 years down the road. You know, people talk about, oh, you know, we built Stillwater, but it was, you know, we appropriated the funds when things were different. It was, you know, years and years ago. Well, that may be. But right now, Stillwater is not doing what everybody thought it was going to be. It was not a way to bring in business. It could be, but somebody needs to take a look out there and beware of the law of unintended consequences if we vote for something quickly, to fix something quickly and not look down the road. It's ridiculous. This is how we got into the troubles right now. That's the candidate we should pick. Somebody that has vision. Somebody that has vision and can implement that vision and that can lead the people into this. I mean, there is no other choice. And we and Free Fire Radio, we're going to provide that voice. We're going to provide the voice for the people that are running, all of them.
And
you know,
Carl,
just because we haven't heard of them, they haven't been in politics, does not mean they don't have great ideas.
Carl, we need to take a break right now.
Okay, let's take a break. And this is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Come by, see us. Right now, we're going to be here at 1 o'clock at...
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. It's a scorcher in the Northeast.
I'm just trying to get to work as fast as possible so I could be in the air conditioning.
Dangerously hot weather prompts health and air quality advisories across the region. Fox Radio's Todd Starnes is in New York.
Triple-digit temperatures smothered in a layer of steamy humidity, making life here in the nation's largest city not just miserable, but dangerous. The National Weather Service issuing excessive heat advisories for places like New York and Philadelphia.
Increased demand taking a toll on utilities, some areas already dealing with outages. More beaches tainted by tar balls.
It's widespread at this point. We're just trying to keep it off the coastline.
St. Bernard Parish President Craig Tafaro, tar balls also washing up on two Texas beaches. The Coast Guard says they likely came from skimmers transporting oil and not on their own. The crude has now officially arrived in every Gulf state. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, this is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care. By now, you have probably heard about sedation dentistry. It's a wonderful technique that actually makes dental visits a comfortable experience. Patients who are fearful or need a long dental visit can be sedated with just a small blue pill. Then they are relaxed and comfortable for their entire appointment and wake the next morning with very little memory of their treatment. Patients can be sedated for almost any procedure. Fillings, crown and bridge work, cosmetic porcelain veneers, one-visit CEREC porcelain crowns, even tooth replacement with dental implants. Nervous patients can even have cleanings and gum treatment with sedation. And if you don't need sedation, remember that nitrous oxide is always available. And our new local anesthetics are more comfortable and powerful than ever. Whatever care you need, your comfort will be our priority. So if you've been putting off going to the dentist, give us a call today.
Call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit RedingSedationDentist.com.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Everybody knows that Acura cars and SUVs have a reputation for quality, reliability, and exceptional engineering. That's why buying a certified pre-owned Acura is such an easy decision. And it's even easier during the Engineer to Last sales event. Right now, you'll find exceptional savings on every certified pre-owned Acura, including 1.9% APR for well-qualified customers. Visit your local Acura dealer or Acura.com today. Offer ends August 3rd, 2010. See dealer for details.
Hey, listen, looking for a no-nonsense perspective on politics and culture in America? Then listen to the Alana Burke Show on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and streaming live via the Internet. The Alana Burke Show, not politically correct, not afraid to tackle the hard issues, a show where your voice can make a difference. If you're a business owner, visit the Reading Business Connection. You'll find a professional meeting venue, video conferencing. They're your local gateway to the global marketplace. Reading Business Connection. Call them at 223-4561.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering when an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 1460.
834 and 80 degrees in Reading, KCNR 1460. We go live for Free Fire Radio at the Shasta Center with Carl and Linda Bodd.
Where's the Shasta Center, you may be asking yourself? Well, it's right on Churn Creek. Think of Hubler's. Think of Dairy Queen.
Think of Cool Ann Luke's and Happy Hour.
You'll be driving down Churn Creek and you'll see the tents. This is your chance to buy some local produce for the week. Right here, I know before we leave, we're going to have to run over there and get some tomatoes and peaches. And it's tomato weather, isn't it?
Well, you know what it is? It's going to be corn weather.
Yeah,
because
it's
corn weather, and I love fresh corn. And it
corn
seems like
season.
Corn season. And, you know, now you can get it for, like, you know, some places soon. 5 years for a dollar. Other places, it's still a dollar a year. So you got to kind of watch out where you're shopping there.
Of course, we're here till 9 o'clock in the next 30 minutes. Come by and say hello. We still have that T-shirt, a small T-shirt that we are going to give away. We've had other people, but they...
We've given away all the rest of the T-shirts. We have one small one left.
Right.
It's for, you know, for your loved one, your child.
The weather's beautiful right now. We're actually facing the sun, and it's bearable. A little windy right now. I have some wonderful crafts out here. We just talked to the lady next to us. I didn't get her name, but we're going to bring her on in about 15 minutes. She makes recyclable glassware for, and it is beautiful yard art, and also bird feeders. And there's some bird houses and all kinds of knit. There's a woman who's got kind of an interesting clothing line. And so come on by. This is a time for you to be able to get something for a really good deal and support the community.
You know what really irritates me?
What?
I mean, really. I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm on the 4th of July. We're just, you know, your father's birthday was just outstanding. We got back late on the 4th in the evening. And, you know, we got back and we could hear the fireworks going off.
We could see some of them from the house.
Them, but, you know, because we got back late. But then, you know, the next thing I hear is that the courthouse and in El Paso, Texas, is getting hit by gunfire from across the border.
What?
It's being hit by gunfire from across the border. You know, it could be just accidental. It could be on purpose. But the bottom line is, you know, what's going on down there?
Were they bottle rockets?
No. This was gunfire. This was, you know, people shooting. And it could be as that it was a result of a shootout with the drug wars going on down there. You know, the elections being held down there show that there's a great deal of distrust of the government, and people don't even realize, you know, they don't believe the government can take care of them. And my whole question on this, is, what are we doing? What are we doing to protect our citizens? The fact is that they're talking about immigration reform. What does that mean, immigration reform? Does that mean allowing people that are here illegally that have broken the law to become citizens? And if so, under what circumstances? Does it mean closing the border down? All the things that we have going on, you know, with the economy and everything, the immigration and the illegal immigrants is still a huge thing. You know, people are trying to poo-poo it in the, in the mainstream media and, you know, the media that's, you know, that's so lean and so far left they need to be propped up. Oh, no, it's not a problem. Well, it is a problem. It's a huge problem. It's an economic problem. And it's a people problem. And the fact is that when people try to do something about it, they are called racist. They are called, you know, that they are not being fair to people, that they're breaking the, you know, they're not upholding the Constitution. You know, my problem with this whole thing is that people along the borders and the rest of the states need to be protected. They need to be protected at all levels. And it's not just, you know, we've got troops fighting in other countries. I mean, we're going to talk about that because it seems like there's, you know, some things that have come up here lately that have been, you know, questionable, and we need to talk about that. But just along the border.
Now, you know, I'm going to spill this one. Last night, we didn't get a chance on the 4th of July. Carl had rented DVR'd Yankee Doodle Dandy, George M. Cohen's story with Jimmy Cagney. So we didn't get a chance to watch all of it. So I said last night, you know, as we retired, let's watch the rest of that. You know, I know it's the MGM, you know, the during the time of, you know, everything was make-believe. But what really hit me was the patriotism of a 37-year-old man who, when World War I broke out, wanted to serve his country. There was no doubt. Stood in line to take the tests. And, of course, they said, you know, you have to be 30. You can't be past 31 in order to serve that particular time. But I just felt the patriotism, the songs. What a prolific writer. I mean, the songs that this guy poured out and the love of country. And you know that they were immigrants. They were Irish. Well, the love for this country.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it was
and
a movie.
To do the right thing.
It was a movie, but it's a symbol. And
it's a symbol.
Just like our flag is a symbol. That movie was started in started, I believe, in November of 1941, right before Pearl Harbor. And when Pearl Harbor hit, the movie that took on a whole new meaning to the people of the United States. But again, it was a symbol, just like our flag is a symbol. And, you know, has it come to that, you know, in God we trust, you know, I pledge allegiance, you know, to the flag, you know, all of this, that it becomes a problem that people don't want to be forced into. Oh, you can't force the children into saying that. Well, why should you even have to force children into saying it? It should be something they should be proud of. You know, where have we gone to the fact that people, you know, can come to our country illegally, and when you want to do something about it, you become the bad guy? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the fact is, you know, if you say when you pledge allegiance, one nation under God, you know, people are you have lawsuits that cost thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars just to be upheld later in court. What about a cross that sits in the middle of the desert that was a symbol of the men and women who died during World War I after it was found that they could have that cross because it was a secular type of monument? It gets stolen and destroyed. What's going on here? Where am I missing this? What's happening that I have missed over the last 20, 30, 40 years? You know, we've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindebaugh. This is Free Fire Radio. This is your voice. This is what you think. This is things that bother you, things that maybe you don't understand, maybe things that you want to put out there. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
There's big savings this month at NAPA, and big news. After 30 years in business, Ben of Franklin Auto Parts is retiring, and your locally owned NAPA store has bought the business. NAPA will move from the current Churn Creek location July 19th to the former Franklin's building across from the post office on Churn Creek. Thanks for keeping it local, Ben, and enjoy all the good stuff during your retirement from all of us at NAPA.
Get the good stuff!
Attention Shasta County veterans, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office is moving. I'm retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and I'm happy to pass along to you this exciting news. After 20 years in the Breslauer campus, the office will relocate to 1855 Shasta Street, specifically in the downstairs portion of the old county library. Our entrance will be on the north side, not the west side, as you might recall was the old library entrance. With this move, the Veterans Service Office will realize a 25% increase in office space, which will allow us to better serve our veterans. In order to make this move, we will close our Breslauer office on the 15th and 16th of July, and will be open for business on Shasta Street on the 19th of July.
Please join us for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 2:45 on July the 20th.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
With over 100 years of combined service to Shasta County, Longcrest and McDonald's Chapel are there to help you through one of the most difficult times of your life. When you lose a loved one, most of them don't know what to do first. One call to Longcrest Chapel and you'll reach a caring, professional staff that will guide you through the arrangements and coordination of services. Whether in the Longcrest Chapel or a church of your choice, Longcrest will be there with you every step of the way. Longcrest specializes in cremations and will help you find a cremation package that will be affordable for your family, but also offers a full range of services including burial with an on-site cemetery and a beautiful new cremation garden. Call Longcrest Chapel, where diligence, attention to detail, and professionalism are the hallmarks you'll find at Longcrest. They're listed in the white pages. Call 222-1587. Longcrest Chapel and Memorial Park, where excellence meets affordability. Your local Dignity provider.
It's 8:45 on KCNR 1460. Weather today, sunny and hot, a high near 101. Northwest winds between 5 and 13 miles an hour. Low tonight will be near 68, and those winds continuing sunny and hot through most of the week. Currently, it is 82 degrees here at KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio is live at the Shasta Center. And Linda, that weather brought to you, of course, by Anselmo Vineyards, correct?
That's great. Our favorite destination getaway. And by the way, July 17th, we'll be doing an evening of jazz out at Anselmo. But right now, we are live here at the Shasta Center. That's where Kubler's Furniture is and the Dairy Queen. And we're right by Cole Hanloops. Come by. It's a great farmer's market. And with me right now is one of the artisans, Lisa Mitchell, who right next to our booth has a wonderful, well, what are they?
They're glass yard ornaments, recycled glass yard ornaments.
So what do you do, go to garage sales? I mean, how do you collect this stuff?
I go to yard sales, garage sales, the Salvation Army, thrift stores. I have learned over the last year or two what works, what doesn't, and I just pick up things I really like and that are unique.
Well, I have to tell you that I want to purchase something before we leave.
Wonderful.
It's beautiful, not only for a gift, but for your yard, and what is it with the glass ornaments that go into your yard? Do they attract the ladybugs? They attract the birds? Oh, it's beyond just for us.
Yeah, the bird feeders. You can have either use the bird feeder either as for seed or even a water feeder. You can also use them for candles out in your yard. And I put them in my pots outside on a piece of bamboo. The sun hits them, and they're just beautiful. They just add a little bling to your yard, and they're just fun.
I like that bling to your yard. Of course, you're talking my language now. So how did you get here?
Okay. I saw these in a magazine at one time and thought, oh, that's interesting. And then a neighbor of mine bought one in Brookings, and I said, I can do that. And so I've always been into crafts. Since I was 9 years old, from macrame, jewelry, you name it, I like to do it. And so I thought, I can do this. So I worked with it enough till I found the right glue that is waterproof and different pieces of glass that work or don't work, and I've just come up with different ideas.
Well, come by and see Lisa Mitchell. She's got some wonderful glass bird feeder, yard art, candle holders, one of a kind. They truly are one of a kind, unique. If you're looking for that special wedding gift, birthday gift, very reasonable, under $20 is what I'm seeing over there, which
right.
is just like, you know, of course, with people who are watching their budget, you want to get somebody something unique. This is wonderful. Or if you want, just simply for yourself. So, you know, thanks for being here. And, again, come down and see us here at the Farmers Market, Churn Creek. We have fresh, locally grown produce and wonderful arts and crafts. The farmer's market is here on Tuesdays, again in the Shasta Center, here where Kubler's is and Cool Hand Luke's. Lisa Mitchell, thank you. What's the name of your, what's the name of your art?
Actually, I haven't really named it yet. Yardbling. Haven't decided.
Yardbling by Lisa Mitchell. Love it. That's good enough for me. Well, thank you so much. And that's just one of the few that are here today and really have some spectacular pieces of unique things to sell, as well as come by and get some fresh produce. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a break here. Bob, take us out.
KCNR 1460.
This is the annual event you won't want to miss. It's music, it's barbecue, it's fun for the whole family, and it's free to the public. Pepsi and Budweiser proudly present the first annual Sundial Music Festival and Rib Cook-Off coming to the Reading Convention Center September 11th and 12th. Two stages on the Convention Center lawn with free entertainment by Firefall, the Coasters, Penny Lane's tribute to the Beatles, the California Cowboys, and Nothing Fancy's tribute to Lynyrd Skynyrd. Four, count them, four of the largest barbecue cookers in the country serving up the best barbecue you've ever tasted. I can taste it now. Over 150 vendors, the Kids Zone play area with face painting, games, climbing wall, jump houses, barbecue rib cook-off competition with $5,000 in total prize money, beer and wine garden, benefit fun run for CASA, and so much more. Bring the whole family and spend the day. It's free admission, and with over 150 vendors, you won't run out of things to see and do. The first annual Sundial Music Festival and Rib Cook-Off, September 11th and 12th, sponsored in part by Rivers Restaurant, Gaia Hotel, KRCR News Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Admission is free to all.
Imagine the peace of mind in knowing that your elderly loved one could safely remain at home as long as possible. Hi, my name is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. In addition to providing non-medical home care to seniors, new mothers, and those recovering DirectLink in-home emergency monitoring system, now your loved one can get help with the touch of a button. By simply pressing a small wireless button worn around the neck or wrist, DirectLink's trained staff will respond immediately. DirectLink is monitored 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Once DirectLink is activated, our trained staff speaks through a two-way speaker system to assess the situation and call up to six contacts, including family, neighbors, a doctor, or 911. DirectLink allows peace of mind for family members and safety and independence for your loved one. DirectLink is very affordable, just $35 per month with a one-time activation fee, no equipment to buy or long-term contracts to sign. For more information on DirectLink, call 226-8350. That's 226-8350. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Join the adventure at Grace Baptist Church on Churn Creek Road for SeaQuest, Diving for God's Treasure. Incredible Bible stories, inspiring crafts, innovative games, puppets, skits to reinforce the SeaQuest lessons, prizes, and snacks. Mark your calendar and bring your children, grandchildren, or friends to Grace Baptist each day, July 12th through July 16th, from 9 a.m. to noon, ages 4 through 12. This could be their most exciting vacation all summer. Call Grace Baptist for more information at 222-2128.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother, and for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show, brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
8:52 on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio, and let's go back one more time to the Shasta Center for Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, good morning. Hey, thanks a lot, Bob. You know, we're out here at the Shasta Center. It's on Churn Creek Road. It's right where Kubler's and Cool Hand Luke's is. And the place is filled up with people for the farmer's market here. A lot of crafts, but plus there's a lot of fresh-grown vegetables out here that we're going to take advantage of. Right now, we're both standing and hanging on to the awning that wants to join its fellow awnings that have come in blowing by out here. You know, this week we're going to be talking about what's going on up to the west of us there in Trinity County. We're going to be talking about, of course, the city council races. We're going to be talking about, it's already started with on the governor's race. You know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, is that some of the Democrats are a little bit concerned that, you know, Meg Whitman took one deep breath and then she went right back into the attack on Jerry Brown running for, you know, in the governor's race. And that Brown really hasn't done anything yet. That Meg Whitman has said there's going to be, you know, she's got $90 million to spend. and which is somewhat more than, or a lot more than Jerry Brown is. Jerry Brown's campaign doesn't seem to be too worried. Whitman's been hammering already on the what things that Jerry Brown hasn't done. On the other hand, Brown hasn't started yet, so that should be interesting. We want to talk about what's going on with the marijuana. And we want to talk that, you know, it's not that we're against marijuana, and I think people know that. We're not against people using it for truly for medicinal purposes. That's, you know, I mean, it helps people. We know that it helps people. We've talked to people that that use medicinal marijuana for anything from taking the place of barbiturates for pain to sleeping, et cetera, et cetera. What we are having real problems with is people coming up, destroying the environment, destroying the habitat, destroying the serenity of people who have lived in, up in the North State for decades, for generations of their families. And yet, now people are coming in and buying property around them, fencing it in, turning dogs loose, clear cutting, putting pesticides in while they grow marijuana. And this is going to be a subject this week also. We're going to have, hopefully get our correspondent from Trinity County to give us a call. We'll also, be going up there and taking our own eyes on, doing our own reconnaissance up there to see what it looks like and be able to talk about it. All of these problems. You know, we've got a lot of things facing us, my friends. Independence Day, July 4th, we enjoyed that. We enjoyed the fact that celebrating the independence of our country, the independence of the greatest nation on the face of the earth. But we also have our problems. And we as a community and we as a nation have got to face those problems. We've got to stand up and face those problems and not let people make decisions for us that are not right for us. And the way you do that is you get involved. The media, in many cases, makes fun of the Tea Party groups. The thing about the Tea Party groups is that these are people that are committed, that are involved in their community at the city level, at the county level, the state level, and now national level. And these are things that are important to our country. If our country is going to prosper, we've got to get involved. And we've got to take a good look at really what's going on around here. Do we want somebody in the White House that doesn't have the experience, that's never run a business, that surrounds himself with academics and academia, and that only 8 to 9% of his cabinet has ever run a business? Is this the way to go during the time when our economy is in such great recession? On the other hand, you can argue that, well, the last guy in there had a business background and helped drive us into one of the greatest recessions. But again, the bottom line is, you need to get involved. You need to speak out. And that's what we're providing here on Free Fire Radio, is that voice to speak out, that voice to say what's going on, that voice to say, you know, this is what we believe in. And when we started Free Fire Media, that's what we wanted, and that's what's happened. And the community has supported us, and as we have supported our community. And we can't say enough, and we can't thank you enough for everything that's gone. I'd like the people stopping by today just to say hello, bring coffee, and to cheer us on. So, you know, we, and to go shopping too, and we cheer you back on ourselves. We're gonna be, like I said, later on this week, Trinity County, City Council delegates, or City Council people that want to run for City Council, we're going to be talking about some of the businesses here in town. We're going to be talking about national level things going to the state level, talking about budgets, things that are that should be being done and shouldn't be and haven't been done, and why. Where that we're going, where we've been, and how we're going to change what's going on. That's if we survive here. The wind is it's blowing us down the road. Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, Bob, how much time we have left here?
2 minutes exactly.
2 minutes, okay. Hey, Bob, on the weather today, when we say 101 degrees, and one of the things that we worry about is fire danger right now.
Absolutely.
I know that the fire warnings are out. Is that correct?
The Weather Service has not issued what they call a red box for today. They are looking at the situation both locally and at the National Weather Service down in Sacramento. anytime this time of year, we were noticing as we came back from Chico last night, or excuse me, day before yesterday, that the ground is reaching that point, that vegetation, if you look at it sideways, it's going to go into flames. So fire danger very, very high. So, okay. Yes, on behalf of the local firefighters, please be extra careful out there.
Well, I know that they've had several fires that have destroyed homes and a lot of land out in our part of the country.
And you know what? If you're listening and you smoke, just please be mindful today to break a habit of if you flick your cigarette out the window, just because sometimes you don't even realize, I've been with people that don't even realize they're doing it as a habit. Just don't do that. Put it out on your shoe, under your shoe, but don't flick it because you could be the reason that a huge fire could start. And not to blame you, but just be mindful. And, you know, that's all. It's little things like that. The wind is gusty. And we have a friend, a loyal listener, who's come by to help us hold the tent down.
Yeah, he's holding it down with both hands.
Thank you.
And we have 30 seconds, Carl and Linda, so we're going to wrap it up.
We'll be in the studio tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
we don't do remotes very often, and there's probably a reason for it. We have a great time because we get to meet our listeners.
Absolutely, and it's about supporting the community. This is a farmer's market and craft fair that's out here every Tuesday.
Okay, we're out.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. Postal Service wants to deliver another hike in the price of a stamp. Fox News Radio's Jill Nato live in Washington.
Lisa, the post office wants the price of a first-class stamp to go up by 2 cents to 46 cents in January, but that has to be approved by the Postal Rate Commission first. The last time we saw a price increase for stamps was just last year, also a 2-cent jump. The post office says a new forever stamp is going to be coming out in October at the current price of 44 cents. The price of a postcard also expected to go up by 2 cents to 30 cents each. Lisa?
Thanks, Jill. The feds are suing over Arizona's new immigration law, an announcement expected later today, but sources telling AP the lawsuit will challenge Arizona's law as unconstitutional, arguing it treads on federal authority by allowing local and state police to question and possibly arrest illegal immigrants. How hot is it? So hot, this New Yorker can't wait to get to the office.
I'm just trying to get to work as fast as possible so I could be in the air conditioning.